until your word becomes our need. We thank you, Lord, for quiet time to cast our care on you, and for your word that follows us when work becomes our prayer.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. May the grace and peace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all.
And also with you.
Special hello to those who are with us at home. I certainly hope you are staying cool. It's great to have you with us now as we gather before the Lord to give him worship and praise. Has God been good to you this week? You want his help in the week to come? This is the right place to be. And it's such a blessing that we can do this in freedom and that we can do this together. So we ask God's grace now to come before him, to put aside distractions, to give him our very best attention. We ask for his help to remember our sins, so that we might turn to him, not that we might be pushed down, but that we might be lifted up and set free. Come, Holy Spirit, and show us where we have failed, so that you might make us strong and free. Lord, you know our rising and our setting. You know our thoughts from afar. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, clear us of the sins we are aware of, and clear us also from hidden faults. Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord, wash us and we shall be clean, whiter than snow. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to life everlasting.
Amen.
Glory to God in the highest,
and peace
to his people on earth.
Lord God,
heavenly King, Almighty God and Father, we worship you, we give you thanks, we praise you for your glory. Lord Jesus Christ, only Son of the Father, Lord God, Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. You are seated at the right hand of the Father, receive our prayer. For you alone are the Holy One, you alone are the Lord, you alone are the Most High, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit, in the glory of God the Father. Amen. Let us pray. Lord, be merciful to your people. Fill us with your gifts and make us always eager to serve you in faith, hope, and love. Grant this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
Amen. A reading from the book of Genesis. The Lord appeared to Abraham by the terebinth of Mamre, as he sat in the entrance of his tent, while the day was growing hot. Looking up, Abraham saw three men standing nearby. When he saw them, he ran from the entrance of the tent to greet them. And bowing to the ground, he said, "Sir, if I may ask you this favor, please do not go on past your servant. Let some water be brought, that you may bathe your feet, and then rest yourselves under the tree. Now that you have come this close to your servant, let me bring you a little food, that you may refresh yourselves. And afterward, you may go on your way." The men replied, "Very well, do as you have said." Abraham hastened into the tent and told Sarah, "Quick, 3 measures of fine flour, knead it, and make rolls." He ran to the herd, picked out a tender, choice steer, and gave it to a servant, who quickly prepared it. Then Abraham got some curds and milk, as well as the steer that had been prepared, and set these before the 3 men. And he waited on them under the tree while they ate. They asked Abraham, "Where is your wife, Sarah?" He replied, "There, in the tent." One of them said, "I will surely return to you about this time next year, and Sarah will then have a son." The word of the Lord. Reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Colossians. Brothers and sisters, now I rejoice in my sufferings for your sake, and in my flesh I am filling up what is lacking in the afflictions of Christ on behalf of his body, which is the church, of which I am a minister, in accordance with God's stewardship given to me, to bring to completion for you the word of God, the mystery hidden from ages and from generations past. But now it has been manifested to his holy ones, to whom God chose to make known the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles. It is Christ in you, the hope for glory. It is he whom we proclaim, admonishing everyone and teaching everyone with all wisdom, that we may present everyone perfect in Christ. The word of the Lord.
Lord be with you.
And also with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus entered a village where a woman whose name was Martha welcomed him. She had a sister named Mary, who sat beside the Lord at his feet, listening to him speak. Martha, burdened with much serving, came to Jesus and said, "Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me by myself to do the serving? Tell her to help me." The Lord said to her in reply, "Martha, Martha, you are anxious and worried about many things. There is need of only one thing. Mary has chosen the better part, and it will not be taken from her." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Martha, 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 you are anxious. You are anxious and worried about many things. What was the tone of voice that Jesus used in today's gospel story? Was it pleading? Martha! Was it disappointed? Martha! Irritated? Martha, patient, instructive. Martha, you are anxious and burdened and worried about too many things.
What's the tone of the voice that Jesus uses to speak to you? Do you hear him? I know he's speaking. I know it. I know it varies. The last time, what was the tone of the voice of Jesus as he got your attention, as he spoke to your heart? Jesus says, Mary has chosen the better part, and it won't be taken from her. How do you think he said the name Mary? Mary has chosen the better part. With encouragement, affection, pride in a disciple doing well. Now, do you want to hear Jesus speak your name in that sentence? I do. Bob, you've chosen the better part, the best part, and nothing can take it from you. Nothing in heaven and on earth can take the better portion, Jesus himself, from you. If you too want to hear your name in that sentence, let's be clear on this. We live in a world that makes this very hard to do. We're addicted to craziness and busyness and frantic schedules. We love to get stuff done. Hey, cross it off the list. Lazy is for losers. Winners work hard. Okay, well, there's good in there, isn't there? It's not all bad. There can even be great virtue. But in the midst of getting stuff done and crossing stuff on our list and getting the whole house in order and even serving Jesus dinner, the Bible says Martha was doing this in such a way that she was anxious and burdened. And it's not just that she was burdened. I promise you that if you desire to seek the Lord, you will be burdened with much serving. It is a disciple's lot. But right then, at that moment, something else was happening that she was missing. Jesus was speaking to her. She could have been at the feet of Jesus. You know what I want to say to Martha? I want to say, Martha, are you crazy? You can sit at the feet of Jesus, the one who was before the worlds were made, that the worlds cannot contain, wonder worker, Prince of Peace. What an opportunity to hear his voice, to catch his eye. This is love and beauty and truth and mercy and power all wrapped up in one. He knows you better than you know yourself. And his only desire is the perfection of your happiness. And he's got a plan to give it to you. You know what an opportunity this is, Martha. Don't blow this. Now, Martha, you get right in there and you get at the feet of Jesus and you pay attention to what he's saying. And as I am speaking to Martha this way, something is very clear to me. I'm not really speaking to Martha, am I? I'm speaking to me. And I'm speaking to you. Are we crazy? Look at the opportunities that we have. We can sit at the feet of Jesus. We can hear his word, his teachings in the church, his body and his blood. Angels can't do that. Angels. It's love and beauty and truth and mercy all wrapped up in one. He knows us through and through to all he wants for us. Is good. The perfection of happiness. And we can't get there without him. So where else would we want to be? What keeps you from being Mary here? What keeps you from choosing the better part? And it's certainly not lack of time. Let's just be clear on that. We all have the same amount. It's just a matter of how we use it. It was precisely to Martha, who didn't think she had enough time, who was burdened with too much to do and anxious about it to boot. It's precisely to her that Jesus addresses this gentle rebuke. What keeps you? Is it a lack of desire? Do you like desire other things more? That's not your higher nature. Pray for greater and higher desires. God desires to give them to you. Is it a lack of faith that God would want to do this with you? Oh, come on, that's why you were made. That's why you were created. That's why you're here, for nothing less. Is it a fear of failure or making a mistake or making things worse? It's not those who fall down that fail. It's those who don't get back up. None of us is going to do this perfectly, but if we don't start and try, we won't get anywhere at all. I think the two things that most frequently keep us from choosing the better portion, from hearing Jesus speak these words to us, are these two things. Ignorance of how great God's love is for us, and lack of confidence that we could actually do it. Ignorance of the greatness of the love of God for us. It's hard for creatures, for finite creatures like us, to comprehend an infinite God. Sometimes we have been so beaten up, we've been so disappointed, we feel so guilty or believe ourselves to be so unhappy that love, true love, seems too good to be true or too hard to believe. Maybe we don't want to spend time alone with God because all we'll think will get us his disapproval. These, my brothers and sisters, are big, fat, juicy lies from the pit of hell. They're not true. You can't do anything to stop God from loving you. You can't. You can do stuff to keep yourself from experiencing it, but that's your end, not his. You can't.
You don't have it in your power to do anything to inhibit, to diminish God's love for you. In 1,000 years of pure revelation, gazing upon him face to face, you'll have barely begun to embrace his beauty. But we need to seek it to know it. And we need to desire it to seek it. Don't stop asking God for greater desires. An even greater obstacle than this, I think, greater obstacle than ignorance is lack of confidence. When I gave my life to the Lord when I was 19 years old and in college and not going to church and not doing much right, my image of myself very clearly indicated that while I was potentially good at quite a few things, I was certainly not going to be any good whatsoever at praying or like spiritual stuff. I was like your perfect klutz. In fact, I thought of that others heard I was going to pray, they might just start laughing, like you might do if I was told you that I was going to take up ballet or audition for American Idol. Believe me, those both would be complete disasters. Some things we think are just not meant to be. But I'll tell you what is meant to be, and that's you and God. Being intimate friends, close companions. The better portion is your portion too. Your portion. You can do this because God will help you. If you want it. So what do you have to do? Whew. There's lots of stuff. You can do lots of things. I always say take a regular time and place. We're doing about something, talking about something daily. How often do you eat? Here's Father Bob's rule. You don't have to pray more often than you eat. How's that? You can go to weekday mass, make a visit to the chapel, take a quiet time at the beginning of the day, my recommendation. Ask for his help. Listen to his voice. Read something from the Bible. Read through it in a regular way. Take the readings of the day from mass. Unless the Lord build the house, those who labor, labor in vain. Here now is a scary thought. How much of our frantic and hard effort is in vain because God is not leading it? That's why we pray, to make sure we're on track, doing the most important things. You can say the rosary. Hey, you can visit our new parish library. Writings of the saints, inspirational stories, instructions in the faith. Read The Imitation of Christ. It's not so much what you do, it's that you do something. You find what's best for you. Why? Because I say to you, as I say to myself, as I would say to Martha, don't be crazy. You can sit at the feet of Jesus. You can hear his voice. Love and beauty and truth and power and mercy all wrapped up into one. He knows you better than you know yourself. All he desires is your perfection. And he's got the plan to get you there. What an opportunity. Sit at his feet. Gaze in his eyes. Listen to his voice. And the better portion will be yours. And nobody can take it from you.